The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, thanks for joining us here in the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And if you were listening last hour, we're still listening your phone calls for conversation I had with an individual in St. Mary's County who accused the Maryland Hunting Coalition, because we helped lead the charge to repeal Southern Maryland 3-month antlerless deer season through the that was open this past January through nearly the end of March, that he accused us of trying to hurt hunters in that effort. We did it because of our charge, our corporate charter, and our bylaws talk about being committed to the scientific management of wildlife. And this law wasn't. As a matter of fact, I tried to explain to this guy that wanted to call me out in front of other folks, I might add, wanted to call me out that the policy and fiscal note on the bill when it was passed in 2014. The Department of Natural Resources stated that this bill would take the tools for scientific management of the white-tailed deer population in St. Mary's and Charles County out of their control. And I tried to convince the guy with that, but no, he was convinced that because he read something on the internet that we were bad guys, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Now, you've heard me talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition for the last year or more here on the air, and his comment was that the coalition had called its fellow hunters baby killers if they had participated in this late season. Now, we never said that, never in any of our testimony, never in any of our conversations with anyone did we use the term baby killers. We did point out the fact that the does, female deer, that were in the late stages of pregnancy in March, about to deliver, babies in May, so forth, that, they were in the latter stages of the gestational period. The gestation period for white-tailed deer, as a matter of fact, is 200 days. And by the way, if you pick up a copy or go online and see the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we have a great article in there by E.W. Grimes, who's been a guest on this show. And there's a chart there. And it's the conception chart based on fetus studies that were done in the managed hunts in Maryland. And the managed hunts take place in October, November, December, and some in January. And these hunts are monitored by, some of these hunts are monitored by the folks from QDMA, and fetus studies are done that age the fetuses that are found in the deer that are harvested. And based on that length and size and weight and so forth of the fetuses, they can actually estimate the conception date. And the conception date, the rut, the breeding cycle of the deer, is on a chart running from the 23rd of October to the 3rd of December in 2014, and it shows that the peak of the rut, the peak of the breeding cycle, the most fawns that were surveyed were bred on, the does were bred on 11-8. So it starts out with one fetus from October 23rd, one from the 31st of October, and then it goes 2 on 11-2, 3 on 11-3, 2 and 2 on 11-4 and 11-5, and then it jumps to 5 on 11-6, 6 on 11-7, 9 on 11-8, and this bar chart is very indicative of the breeding cycle, but from the 6th through the, let's say, the 21st, that two-week period, the second and third week of November, are when the most of the does were bred here in this survey. So anyway, I was getting back to this comment that this guy made, that he claims that somebody from the Hunting Coalition, someone online said that the Hunting Coalition called its fellow hunters baby killers. Well, that no words like that ever were uttered from my lips or anybody else's, and you've heard me on the show talk about this Southern Maryland law that the coalition was instrumental in having repealed. So anyway, that was the topic for the first hour, and this guy was hearing none of it. He believed an anonymous source online rather than listening to the horse's mouth, which was me. So, you know, he went on his way angry and left me annoyed. So here we go. That was part of the first hour. The other part of the first hour was the comments about the coyote that was caught in North Beach in Calvert County, roaming free, had a blue collar on it. It was roaming outside of a restaurant. Someone called the animal control people. They came and caught it, and DNR euthanized the coyote and tested it for rabies. It did test negative for rabies. And the commentary was on the keeping of a wild coyote as a pet. And there have been a few interesting emails on that, and not all complimentary to the guy that did that. But, you know, so anyway. All right, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to talk about either of those two subjects or something that you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. But let's talk a little bit about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. let's see. We have a number of entries, 879, as of Thursday when I received the updated information. In the Atlantic Division, there were 55 fish registered. In catch and release, 139. In the Chesapeake Division, 554. In the Freshwater Division, 110. And in 25 in the invasive species division. So that's a very nice mix there. Of course, the striped bass continues to lead the way with striped bass over 40 inches. 473 of them were registered. The next highest category was white perch with 63, then largemouth bass with 40, rainbow trout with 35, chain pickerel with 28, crappie with 21, Spanish mackerel with 21, summer flounder with 19, white marlin, which is surprising, was 18, northern snakehead 14, red drum 13, and that rounds out the top 12 or 13 there, and then channel catfish 11, carp 11, and yellow perch 10. Those are all the ones that are in double digits, and then everything else is in single digits, filling out the rest of the field. So, the you caught a fish? What'd you catch, Bethany? Where at? Near Pools Island, you caught a catfish? Yeah. Yeah. How huge? Yeah, catfish near Pools Island. I'm getting a picture from Bethany, our producer here. I didn't even know you fished. Good grief, Bethany. That fish is 30 inches long. About. Look at that. Pretty channel catfish. Well, you're going to have to send that to me. I'll put you in the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That's pretty cool. Congratulations, Bethany. That was great. So, latest entries were John Randall from Effort of Pennsylvania with a 66-inch white marlin. Ray Gunner from Annapolis with a 40.5-inch striped bass. James Horner with a largemouth bass, 23.5 inches. He's from Baltimore. John Hertzberger, Jr. from Baltimore with a 13.75-inch white perch. Tony Seminara from Huntingtown with a 22.25-inch largemouth. Logan Bales from Salisbury with an 8-inch redbreast sunfish and his, I guess, brother or some relative, Skyler Bales, also Salisbury, with an 11.25-inch red ear sunfish. And then Victor Woods from Finksburg with a 15-inch bullhead. Harry Harger from Kingsville with a 51-inch dolphin. Joe Davis from Westminster with a 45-inch red drum. That's a nice one. Michelle Heppner from Mechanicsville with a 13.5-inch white perch. Brian Belot from Pasadena with a flathead, 30.5 inches. David Routh from Pasadena with a yellow perch of 16 inches. Nice. Travis Haffer of Leonardtown with a 43-inch striped bass. William Morawski of Pasadena with a 30-inch channel catfish. Never measured it? Can't hear you.
No, we didn't measure it.
You should have. You might have gotten an angler award for it, and you could have been part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge at Sandy Point State Park.
Oh man!
Then I may have awarded you a boat, motor, and trailer, or cash.
What can I do with that?
Huh?
So what can I do with that?
Well, I'd sell it.
Well, it was my first time fishing, so
your first time fishing, and you got to tell the story. Go ahead, since you're on the air.
Okay, so I was out on the boat with me and friend of mine and their dad, and we were out there and we were trying to catch fish. We're trying to go for rockfish, so we used eel, like live eel, to try to catch rockfish, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we eventually kept going around trying to find different spots and everything, find the good spots.
Right.
And I got something, and I was the only person that hooked something pretty much all day.
So, right.
And then it was a catfish, and he gave me quite a fight, and he was heavy.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was heavy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that the first fish you ever caught?
What?
Is that the first fish you ever caught?
Yeah.
First fish you ever caught was that big old channel cat. That's a nice fish.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. Like, I was shaking afterwards.
Ah, that's really what it's all about. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. How about that, folks? How about that? Well, I've been reading the list here, but there's some pretty nice fish on this list. Hunter Betts from York, Pennsylvania, with a 26.75-inch summer flounder. A number of 25 and a half, 24 and a half. Rodney Landis from York with a 25.5-inch summer flounder. Rodney Landis from, Ashton Richardson from Ocean View with a 28-inch summer flounder. Layla Pasucci from Berlin with a 24.25-inch summer flounder. Some really nice fish on this list, and these are the latest entries in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And, you know, they're out there. All you got to do is go fish for them. And, of course, Fishing Challenge never entered Bethany's mind as often as she heard me talk about it. Did it?
Actually, surprisingly, it did. And I was like, I wonder how many points this thing would be if I, like,
and you never did it. Never. But, you know, there's probably thousands of people like you out there that catch these nice fish and don't get into anglers, you know, don't get an angler award for them.
I think if I was more into fishing, like if I went out like every weekend and fished,
yeah,
I would probably sign up for the fishing challenge.
Well, it's based on the fish that you catch. That's all. It has to meet a minimum size. That's all. And if that fish was 30 inches, that meets it.
I mean, that thing wasn't minimum size. That thing was pretty big. But everyone's like making fun of me because when I posted the picture, I didn't pick it up because, you know, they have like barbs on them and stuff. And so I don't know how to hold a catfish.
Right.
I'm not going to risk my like well-being.
I wouldn't, especially after you heard me talk about the guy in Virginia that died by stepping on one, right?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, you didn't hear about that. Maybe you were off that week. Guy in Virginia was hosting a kid's party, like a church party, and the kids were in the, I can't remember what river it was down in Virginia. And he stepped on a catfish barb and immediately got an infection and tried to stem it by taking off his leg below the knee, and he died 2 days later. He got a Vibrio infection from stepping on the catfish.
Yeah, see, so I wasn't going to risk my life.
No, I don't blame you. But, you know, we caught Jacob and I caught a dozen of those channel catfish a couple of weeks ago, and I showed him how to hold them. And it's pretty simple. If you know where the barbs are, you know how to hold the catfish, you're in good shape.
See, I'm not, yeah.
I know. No. That's okay. I get it. But I do want you to send me that picture.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do it.
You want to email it to me?
Yeah, I can do that right now.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And anybody, we're having a conversation here between the host and the producer, but it's fishing oriented, so it counts, right?
Yeah, this is about hunting. I was pretty excited about it, and
yeah.
I felt like Alan would appreciate.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, send that to me and put the details on there, and first and last name. And you know, were you above the Bay Bridge or below the Bay Bridge?
What do you mean by that exactly?
Okay, if you're going across the Bay Bridge from the western shore to the eastern shore, were you on the left or on the right?
No, I wasn't on the eastern shore side.
You were on the eastern shore side. No, you weren't on the eastern shore.
I wasn't.
Okay, so you have any idea where you were?
I can ask someone and they would know more than, they told me exactly where it was.
Was it Love Point? Was it Love Point, seven foot knoll, gum thickets, Eastern Bay? None of that sounds familiar. All right, that's fine.
I just know near Pools Island and they said
something
else.
Oh, near Pools Island. Well, that's close enough. That's close enough. That's good. Okay, cool. Glad we got that cleared up. Do you know it's time for a break, Bethany, already, after that conversation? Yes, indeed. Hey, Merrick Backcountry, for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free high-protein kibble. Made in the USA with no ingredients from China, Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. Now, I'm switching Maisie over to Merrick Backcountry, and she loves it. We've got the game bird recipe with freeze-dried turkey, quail, and duck. And I'll tell you, she just jumps in that bowl after that Merrick Backcountry. So there you go. And that was the first commercial, so you can start your deal.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for Browning. That's right. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They've got everything you need. If you're looking at the early goose season or maybe even dove season and you like an auto loader, I'd like to recommend the A5. That's right. The hump is back. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Has a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. That's how many rounds I shoot to kill my 15 doves. The kinematic drive system, it's ergo balance, has a Vector Pro length and forcing cones, 12-gauge, 20-gauge available in the A5, the humpback from Browning. That's right. If you're into sporting clays or shooting sports, take a look at the Satori 725 over and under. And some people like those for waterfowl, like them for upland birds. It is a perfect blend of beauty and performance. It's an over-under shotgun in 12 and 20-gauge. It's got a triple trigger. 725 field models available for those of you who want to just take it out and beat it up in the field. And if you're into pump shooting, pump shotguns. It's the BPS pump, available in 4, 10, 28, and 20. Perfect for doves, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models for the bigger stuff. Bottom ejection, Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak breakup, Infinity camo finish. 3-in Vector Plus choke tubes come with the package. It's the BPS pump from Clyde's Sports Shop. Don't forget the Maxxis, the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you're really into those geese. The BT-99 is the perfect trap gun, and the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection, available in all standard Magnum and short mag calibers. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead and then John in Bowie. Go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
What's up?
I want to congratulate Bethany on our first catch.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Hey, we got another first everybody should know about, don't we?
What's that?
Didn't Fran just complete her hunter safety course?
Oh, I haven't heard from Fran this morning, and yes, she did. She talked about taking it, I think, last week or the week before, and called me this week, and she was very excited that she had completed her course, and she was done the safe handling, done the shoot and don't shoot, and the actual hands-on shooting, and, yep, she was pretty excited about all that.
Yep. Well, I want to congratulate her on that.
Well, there you go, Chuck. You're always the first to do that, so we appreciate that. So how did you make out yesterday at the show? Are you down there now?
No, yeah, I'm down in the area, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little slow for me.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of PCBA members came by that I knew would be there, Dayton.
Yep, and Dayton was there. I called him Dylan. It's Dayton, isn't it?
Yes, Dayton. Yep.
All right.
And then another guy came by to see me because he's going to be there to help cover the booth today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But hey, I was thinking about your discussion you had.
My final guest at the booth. Yeah. Now you follow the coalition. You know that those words never came out of anybody's mouth in the coalition on Facebook or any kind of press release or posting we ever did anywhere. So that was a total fabrication of somebody online, right?
It definitely was.
Yep.
It was probably a fabrication by one of the pro people.
Probably. Yeah, more than likely.
Too bad you couldn't have Fran there to take him on.
I think I handled it okay. He was still he came in hot and he left hot. But you know, some people walk around with that anger attitude all the time, and you know, he let it fly, and you know, I just stayed calm as I could be, and I debated his points, but you know, like I said, he came to the horse's mouth, but he didn't like what the horse had to say. So you know,
and I've never seen you. You know, you raise your voice or lose it with anybody. You've always been calm and reasoned.
I've tried. I get impassioned sometimes, but
right.
I don't get. Well, sometimes I do, but and some of the regular listeners may have heard me get impassioned from time to time.
Right. There's a difference between impassioned, you know, and I don't know what word to use.
Well, I'm certainly not an aggressor, that's for sure.
Right. So,
you know.
Well, I'll see you later this morning.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See you down there, Chuck. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to John in Bowie. He wants to talk about the filming of Deliverance. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know where the actual storyline was set, but that was filmed on a river in South Carolina. It's right by Columbia, and it's west Columbia. It's right by Salem, South Carolina, just
okay.
West of Clemson. And that river, they built a power plant, is now a phenomenal fishing facility. It's a
great
reservoir, and it's also a underwater recreation. If you're into scuba diving, you can go there and explore and actually see the graveyard and the set. And if you're very technically competent, you can go down to the lodge, which is, I don't know, 300 some feet. But it's a great fishing place. It's almost out there by Asheville, North Carolina. It's way west.
Okay, good to know.
It's a phenomenal place to go fishing and all the rest of that. And if you want to see the movie set, you can do that.
Well, that's very cool.
On the coyotes, it's very selfish of people to want to take a wild animal and think that they're going to get enjoyment out of it without, you know, taking and thinking about the consequences to everybody else in the entire area as well as the animal.
Well, of course.
And that goes the same for people that let their, you know, animals, dogs or cats, go out and, quote, chase deer, which means that they're going to form up in a pack and run them down. And that's all very cute until that same little pack of friendly neighborhood dogs runs down and eats a child or does something else despicable.
Right.
And then the responsibility isn't there. But, well, congratulations to all those that have gone out and caught some big fish, their first fish, and are getting their first successful hunts in. Kudos to them. You have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. See you later. There he goes. That was very informative. Now, there she is. There's Fran right there. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing, dear?
Well, good morning. You know, Chuck can always get me to call in.
I know. I can't do it, but Chuck can.
Oh, I thank him for that. I tell you, you know, I haven't been the same woman since that inaugural luncheon that I went to. And so I was so excited to take that course. And it was like I studied and studied and studied those books, you know, trying to make sure I passed the written part. And my brain was like, are you kidding me? You want me to squeeze all this information in? Your brain hasn't studied and focused like this in 40 years. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
But it was exciting trying to learn. That Friday night, I couldn't sleep. I tell you, I wanted to pass so bad, you know, and I just couldn't even sleep. But when I got through it, I tell you, it was like such a feeling of relief because it was something that I challenged myself, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I going to be able to do this? And, of course, everybody around me was like, she's lost it. This is it for her, you know. So, but when I got through it, it was such a great feeling of satisfaction. I haven't challenged myself like that in years. And because of you guys, you know, I kept thinking about the fishing and the hunting and all the other things that I will experience because of meeting you guys over the radio. I am so glad that day I turned that dial to your show. I am so glad. I tell you, people, it changed my life. It changed my life. And so thanks for congratulating me. Hi, Chuck.
There you go.
You know, but I'm excited. It really, it's just like, it's giving me a spark. It was like I came alive again, you know. I was lying around on the sofa like a potato couch or whatever they call it, and, you know, watching too much TV, eating too much, sleeping too much, laying around too much, and I just didn't know what to do with myself. And when I turned on your show that day and I start listening to you guys and listening to you, I tell you, it just, it's like I woke up. You know that Frankenstein monster when the lightning hits it? It's alive. It's alive. That's what happened to me. Like, she's alive. What the hell? She's woke up. What in the world happened to her? You know. So I'm really enjoying myself. I'm serious.
I know. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. So
beautiful.
Of course, I'm there. Every Saturday morning, God waits me. I am there listening. It was a good show today. I enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks. We're not done yet.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it. And listen, from me and Bethany and our entire audience, congratulations to you, Fran.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Claude, just hang on there a minute. We've got to do a little break here, and we'll be right back to you. You know, feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do.
With plenty of sun this weekend and winds up out of the south, temperatures are going to heat up a little bit more. We'll begin our morning with a clear sky, then sunny into the afternoon as a light breeze continues out of the south. The high later today should reach 86 degrees, and then partly cloudy overnight with a low temperature down to 65. Even warmer wrapping up the weekend tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine into the afternoon hours with a high near 90. You can expect an increase in cloud cover on Monday, still warm with a high to 87. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
You know what? The Maryland Fishing Challenge is drawing to a close. We've got another week left, another 8 days, 9 days, and it's all over Labor Day. But you know what? The day after Labor Day, the 2016 Fishing Challenge starts right back up. But the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and all the way west. That's right, in all the freshwater of the western part of Maryland. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release. Even invasive species. And there's a youth division, too, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. The grand finale is on the 13th at Sandy Point State Park. If you got your invitation, if you're in the challenge, please be sure to show up. I'll be down there to give away cash and prizes and get some great help from the folks that helped last year. And we look forward to having a grand old time there at Sandy Point State Park. But all you got to do in the next few days is catch a fish of a notable specified size and receive your official angler award certificate. You get your invitation to the grand finale, and you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, collectible armor, Under Armour heat gear t-shirt, and even your share, perhaps, of $25,000 in cash prizes. Fish are biting right now everywhere in Maryland. Right now on the full moon, perfect time to go, not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Yes, indeed. It is time for me to tell you one more time about Merrick Backcountry. You're going to like this. It's the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby.
Dirty Water. Singing about Boston. Let's talk to Claude there in Baltimore about soft crabs. Morning, Claude. How you doing?
I'm out here trying to catch criminals.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, go back to it.
It's like fishing. But anyway, when's the best time to get soft crabs?
Right on the full moon. Right now.
Right now?
Yeah, during the shed. Crabs shed crabs slough their shells or shed their shells on the full moon, and that's the best time to get soft crabs.
So, I mean, the best time to buy them is between, what, August and...
Well, no, I mean, you can get soft crabs, starting in May every full moon. But, a lot of the places have them now. You know, they just carry them year-round because they have their own slough tanks. They have their own places where they shed crabs. And,
okay, I got you.
And, you know, I want to tell you something else. A frozen soft crab is just as good as a shed soft crab.
Really?
Yeah. If you ask the person who's supplying you with the crabs if the crabs were cleaned or not, and the answer is, no, we don't clean them. We wait till you get them to clean them. Because if they clean the soft crab before they freeze it, then when you get it, it's lost a lot of its juices and flavor.
Oh, I got it. So all you got to do is cut the eyes off.
Cut the eyes off, pull the lungs out, and you're good.
I got you. How do you cook yours? Usually, butter, salt?
Yes. There's a couple of ways. I like them. I've had them deep fried, which is very good. Battered and deep fried. That's very, very good. If you have one of those little deep fryers, I forget what mine's called, but they're very good in deep fried. But normally, I got to do them two ways. I'll saute them in butter, sometimes I use wine and butter, a little seasoning, a little seafood seasoning on them. But more than likely, I'm gonna dust them. I'll do an egg wash, and I'll dip them in a little egg and milk, and flour them, and then I'll just fry them in butter. I like them like that too.
It wouldn't be good, huh?
Huh?
And then you lettuce and tomato, and you're good to go.
Lettuce and tomato, man, and you just put that even on. You're making me hungry now, Claude. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Some people won't eat them. They just find the legs and all that stuff unattractive. My grandson's one of them.
All right.
He loves crabs, but he can't do soft crabs. My late brother-in-law back in the 70s. Was a truck driver. Came to Baltimore one time, and he saw a crab sandwich on the menu. And he asked the waitress for a crab sandwich. And she said, you want a crab cake or you want a soft crab? He goes, how about a soft crab? I don't know what that is. I've never had one. So she brings him out this sandwich. He said, I looked at that sandwich. He said, and I looked at that crab, and the crab looked at me. And I pushed it back across the counter and said, bring me a cheeseburger, please. So some people can't eat them, you know.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks, Claude. See ya. There he goes. Rick wants to talk about a fishy caught. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ellen. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Nope.
I just want to say that a couple of weeks ago we went down to Hooper's Island.
Yeah.
Right on the Hongo River there.
Yeah, man. Used to fish that all the time. Love it down there.
Yeah, right under the bridge. We were catching pretty good size. I'm in dandy white perches and my son caught one. It looked like when it was coming up, looked like a little rock fish, but brought it up was a white perch.
Yeah.
So measured it and took it over to anglers right down Richard Howard.
Yeah.
Got a certified for 14 and a half inches.
That's a big perch, man.
So we'll be going to Sandy Point again this September.
All right. Well, good. I'll see you there.
All right, buddy.
I'll be the guy acting like a goof up on the stage.
Oh, yeah, have a good day, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Rick. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. How about that? Well, congratulations. 14-inch white perch. That's a nice white perch. That's for sure. How you doing over there, Bethany?
I'm good. I can't complain.
That's good. Now, let's see. We need a couple more phone calls to take us to the end of the hour, and that'll be fine. Won't it? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We got a nice email and the picture of some trout from William Cooper. You know Bill Cooper that does the Wall Street Report? You know, the guy that says cheers? Yeah, he's out in he's out in Colorado trout fishing right now. So that's pretty cool. Or maybe he got back, but sent us a picture of some trout. So always nice to hear from our listeners, and we get emails all the time. At, that would be Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com if you'd like to send us an email. And if you'd like to hear, you know, anything on any, you know, anything we've talked about, if you want any documents or articles or anything like that, just simply send us an email, and we'll be more than glad to send those out to you. All I need to do is get an email. If you'd like to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition, you can do that online too. That's mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we're hopeful that you, as the hunting season unfolds here, you can help support the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We have some announcements to come up with. We sent out 80 some emails to the leaders in the hunting community. We're having a hunting summit on September 27th in Annapolis, and we're getting some nice responses back from those folks. So if you are in a organized hunting organization, a hunting club like a fish and game club or something like that, an archery club. I'm not talking about a club that it's five guys have a lease on the Eastern Shore or something like that. I'm talking about an organized club like Baltimore County Game and Fish Association, or one of the clubs that's part of Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. We've asked the leaders of those organizations to send the email out to their individual clubs. Whether they actually do that or not, I don't know. But if you're part of that, if you're part of an organization, an established organization, let's put it that way, and you'd like to participate in the hunting summit, send me an email, and I'll be more than glad to send you the invitation. Like I said, we invited 80 people. There's room for probably 40 in the room, and we don't expect everybody to respond or be there. But if your club has an issue, or you'd like to hear more about the coalition or how that's going to work, what we've got facing us coming into the next General Assembly session, we already know a couple of things that are coming up that are not positive for hunters, and a couple of things that we're waiting on that are positive for hunters. So anyway, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com is the best way to do that. And visit the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Ruth in Essex, thanks for the call. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I am blind.
Okay.
I'm a dog guide user. Seeing our dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I walk down the street and see a coyote going across, oh, that would scare my dog to death.
Sure it would.
What was wrong with that person?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that.
We need to open up some more of these mental health hospitals. We do. They close them down, and only time you are hospitalized in every hospital, but they need to have it like they used to have it back in the day.
That was the Great Society shut that down.
Spring Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Those type of places.
Yep. Hey, listen, Ruth, I grew up in that era. My father was a nursing home superintendent and administrator in the 60s and into the 70s and even into the 80s. And when I was a kid, we moved into a nursing home. It was a county-run facility in Blair County, Pennsylvania. It was called Valley View Home. We moved into the institution. I lived on the second floor with my mom and dad, and we had we had patients come in from all over. We had indigent people that would come in off the street. We had people who were transferred from mental institutions. We had people come in from other institutions. And, you know, I grew up with that. But in that era, that county home had its own garden, huge tract of garden land. They grew their own corn. They grew their own beans. They grew their own peppers.
You sure you didn't grow up in Westminster, Maryland?
No, ma'am. I grew
That's
up in
my mother and my grandmother. All of them were raised.
Yep.
And you know, we still have relatives there.
Yeah.
But where is a good place? My sister just retired from the MTA bus company, 40 years.
Huh?
And where's a good place to go start fishing?
My. Well,
She lives in Rosedale. I live in Essex. And we have a friend. She lives downtown in the city. But where is a place around this area?
You're in Essex?
I live in Essex. She lives
well, you've got a number of parks over there in Essex that are pretty good. You can go stand on the pier at some of the parks over there.
Gunpowder. Gunpowder's
great. Gunpowder's great.
We went a couple weeks ago and
spent
the day there. But it was so crowded on that beach. It was one of them. We found out Saturday and Sunday is not a good day to go for people who don't have family, don't have children.
Right, right. I got that.
But, that's a good place to go, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Well, I enjoy your show.
Okay, Ruth.
I started listening to you when your wife died.
Yes, that was 20. That was 5 years ago, August 5th, 2010.
I moved from Baltimore to Denver, Colorado in 1998, and I moved back to Baltimore to be near my mother. So it's been 5 years I've been listening to you, and I really enjoy your show because, you know, having dogs, you got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So keep up the good work, and I enjoyed when you went to Annapolis, and I've just been following your show.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Happy Labor Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There goes Ruth. Let me tell you one more time about our buddies at Merrick. That's right. Merrick Backcountry for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your headquarters for fishing and crabbing. That's right. Plenty of time left in the season for both, and we want to recommend that you go to Clyde Sports Shop. If you need anything for fishing, that's your rod tips repaired or your guides rewound on there. If you break something off, they'll repair it. They'll repair your fishing reel. They'll oil it. They'll put new line on it. They get you ready for any type of fishing you want to do, and they have all the equipment, too. Fall rock fishing is going to be great. They have all the rockfish tackle. They have the hoses. They've got the parachutes and the bucktails. You name it, they've got it for any kind of bay fishing, any kind of live bait, frozen bait, if you need it, they've got it. If you need crab bait, they've got that too. They've got the crab traps and the trot lines and the baskets, all of the above at Clyde Sports Shop. And they even have a 24-hour fishing hotline. That's 410-247-3474. That's 247-FISH. 410-247-FISH. Call it now. Get the updated fishing report for Clyde Sports Shop. Check their website, ClydeSports.com. And don't forget about their little demo day for the Cotabo Crossbows on Saturday, September 19th. And we'll give you more on that later. But we'd like to recommend Clyde's for your fishing and crabbing headquarters as well.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, here we go. We're going to try something here. See if we have enough time. We don't have time now. Hey, bud, it's Alan on the radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you?
Good, buddy. We got about 2 minutes. Give us your best two-minute fishing report.
Okay, above the bridge. Most of the rockfish are above the bridge. We're now seeing bluefish. Chumming in the evenings at Pedigree is producing good keeper fish, which in the mid-20s. In the morning and during the day, we're over at the dumping grounds, Rock Hall, Swan Point, chumming and trolling. We're still using the red hoses. They're not catching the rockfish as much, but they are catching these bluefish. We're seeing a few bluefish in the mid-20s. Most are 14 to 16 inches, but like I said, a few 20 to 26. Other than that, the hardheads are very few. Perch are in really shallow water and good size.
Perfect. How about crabbing? You got about 30 seconds.
Yes, we're doing fine on the crabbing. Our big crabs have moved north, but they've been replaced with good male crabs, number two size, up to about six and a half inches. And they're doing great, and they're big and fat right now. The males are getting ready for a slough.
There you go. That's easy, man. Hey, buddy, thank you very much, bud. And you just have yourself a great weekend, and I hope everybody that's listening runs down there to Fishbones and buys their bait and tackle from you.
Thanks, Alan. Talk to you soon.
All right, bud. Thanks. Bye. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Bud at Fishbones. Let me do a trick punch there with Ann in Chestertown. Good morning, Ann. Very little time left. How you doing? Ann? Hello, yes, Ann.
Alan.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi. Go ahead, please.
My quick question is, my husband passed away.
Uh-huh.
I have a whole boatload of fishing poles, rods, reels, etc.
Okay.
Do you just take them to is there any fishing place that takes that will buy them?
No, but I'll tell you what, Ann, we don't have time to get into it now, but would you leave your number with Bethany? I'll be sure to call you during the week.
Sure.
All right. I'm sorry for your loss, Ann.
Well, it was a few months ago, and it's fine. He was an avid fisherman. He listens to you every single weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, he always took your advice.
Wow. It would be an honor if I were to be able to meet you. But leave your number with Bethany. She's ready to write it down, and I'll give you a call this week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here she is. Okay. How about that? In the final seconds here, let me say this. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is always looking for help. We're going to wind up with about a $10,000 delta in this year's budget. And we need to make that up somehow. We'll make that up with a fundraiser of some sort or kind. If you might have a firearm like this lady has had a husband who passed away and you'd like to donate.